Various syndicate groups at the Forum on the Sustainability of the Single Spine Pay Policy in Ho will this morning present their reports to the chairman P.V. Obeng as the forum enters day two today. The reports will then be harmonized into a document for national use. Our correspondent Cecil Obodai Wentum explains further what went into the syndicate work. He spoke to Baba Utu.
As you're all aware, in May this year, His Excellency the President of the Republic charged the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations to set up a national stakeholder forum or arrangement to address the challenges, you know, facing the single spine pay policy. And so this call has been long overdue, but it happened, you know, yesterday. It started yesterday, and all identifiable groups were put together from media, academia, civil society, judiciary, executive, legislature, and other identifiable groups were put together to brainstorm and see how we can cross the T's and then dot the I's regarding the single spine pay policy. So when he left yesterday after his keynote address, the various groups were put together for the whole exercise to start. And so the whole thing moved into what they call the syndicate work exercises. And there was one syndicate group taking care of public sector wage policy as a component of sustainable national economic policy. And there was another group talking about market premium determination and coverage, inducements and other allowances, all right? And then there's another one talking about how to link pay to work and productivity. And also another group talking about ensuring salaries and wage equity in the public service for Article 71 office holders and the way forward. There was another group also talking about managing industrial differences, current status and way forward. And the fifth group was on freedom of association and issuance of collective bargaining certificates.
Correspondent at the Forum on the Sustainability of the Single Spine Pay Policy underway in Ho, Cecil Ni Obodai Wentum. Meanwhile, a communique will be issued at the end of the forum.
And still on the forum, Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, has described the forum as fruitful. He told Agatha Asamoah on Behind the News that the forum has helped iron out some perceptions organized labor harbored about the policy. He said the forum has opened a new page for further deliberations on the way forward for its implementation.
Very insightful issues have come up. We are collectively looking at how to ensure the sustainability of the wage bill. Thank God we all agree, from the president to all of us, that the way out is not to scrap the single spine salary structure. Indeed, to us as labor, we still believe that there is no option at all. We need to look at the implementation challenges and address them. So I think it's been quite a useful exercise. Mm-hmm. We are coming out with various proposals which, when implemented, will help to really clean the payroll and also show an efficient management of the wage bill.
So briefly, what does the TUC expect from the forum?
Generally, we, now that we have all agreed that there is no option to the single spine, the way forward is that we make it more efficient and ensure that the stated objectives that were made for the single spine is achieved.
Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah.